Welcome, Kagiso Msiza. How are you doing, my good sir, this morning?
I'm so blessed. And how are you doing?
I'm lovely. I'm lovely. I'm just dealing with. Yes, I said it this morning. And about seeing a swati invugu lente igaula emaveni. And I mean, do you think it's true that people have a better chance at love when you know they date or even marry someone from outside their neighborhood or hometown? And why do you think so?
No, it's not true, unfortunately. And this is what I want to decipher and extrapolate, just to break it a little further so that our listeners can be able to understand where this thing is coming from. Okay, so I'm just going to, for the sake of time, mention only two elements attached to this equation, all right?
Please.
The first one, we call it a psychosocial origin, okay? What is a psychosocial origin? A psychosocial origin, it is a mindset that is very subliminal. And by this, I mean, like, you can be growing from a township, you know, that is maybe drunkards, you understand? Remember, every township is something like maybe a stigma, you know, that people of this place, they're like this, they're like that. So sometimes, as a man, let me speak as a man, you're like, I will not marry from my neighborhood because women from this place are disrespectful, or women from this place are drunkards, or unloyal, or you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you grow up with a mindset behind you. Remember, in psychology, we have three types of minds, which is the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the subconscious mind. So what is the subconscious mind? It's some of the things that you grow up believing, those teachings, but they are somehow suppressed in your subconscious mind that governs your life without even you knowing. Okay, So then the second one, we call it sociocultural influence. Okay, remember the first one is what? Psychosocial origin. The second one is social cultural influence. What is a social cultural influence? It is an influence based on culture, on geography, and demography. I'll give you an example. Maybe as in Ndebele, there's always something like I'm Ahmed and Ndebele. You know, I can't marry it, so on, or something like that. You know, that interconnection. The Zulus who say, I can't marry this. The Xhosas who say, I cannot marry this. So people grow up with these beliefs that, no, I cannot marry. Even if maybe I'm Zulu, for example, I'm now in Johannesburg. If I want to get married, I must go back to where I originate from.
Yeah.
You get that one. Yeah. Then you want to get married on the basis of that. Now, as we conclude it now, this is where I want to show you something. Whether you marry from far, or whether you marry from your neighborhood, it doesn't matter. It is what we call a cognitive bias. I'm making sense.
You're making sense. But okay, cognitive, let's get into the last one just quickly.
All right. So the cognitive bias is actually what we call a familiarity bias. Meaning when you grow up with someone, because of you know them, let's say someone is your neighbor, say your neighbor is a beautiful girl. You cannot marry them simply because maybe you know them, you know their life, you know their history, you know their background, you know all about, you know, their father and stuff. So that kind of familiarity, it makes you not to see a potential spouse in them. And then you rather say, I rather go and marry someone that I don't know. Because of what? That familiarity bias I'm talking about, it will not make you to take that person serious or to see them worthy to be a partner. But at the end of the day, whether you marry from far or in the neighborhood, what matters is the values. If you and I will share the same values, and then it shouldn't matter whether you come from America or Nigeria, because of even if I say my marriage will only last because of I marry a stranger, what if me and the stranger, we won't have some kind of chemistry, and then we believe in the same thing, we don't gravitate towards the same values. So it's really not a factor whether you made it from far or not. It's just a distorted mindset. That is my 2 cents right there.
Yeah, no. I know. We bail in that. Thank you so much. And I guess today we'll stop believing Guti Indugu Enhle Igawule Emazweni.
Yeah, no, I said it. So it's just a social distorted cognitive bias.
Thank you so much, Kagiso, for your time and everything. Thank you. Until next time, whenever we come across a problem like this, we'll contact you.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.
Okay, bye.
There you have it. You know, it doesn't mean ukuthi induku enhle vele igawule mazwezi. No, it doesn't work. It's all up in the mind. Let's quickly find out how the roads are looking like. And Zilu is on standby. But quickly though, when did you believe vele ukuthi induku enhle igawule mazwezi? Or is it one of those?
There's no way ukuthi induku enhle yasemathuli phezu ngigawule khona.
No.
You need to go outside of Mazulu.
Let's quickly find out what's